the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we got a showdown in Sin City on Thursday Night Football between the LA Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Lundy, the silver and black are laying 3 here, and the total has swelled all the way up to 54. 57% of the public spread tickets right now on Vegas. 69% of the public action, of course, chasing the over on the points. I got a feeling where you're going to lean here based on the things that came out of your mouth during our bonus segment for the Fantasy Football Hour this week. So give me a pick on the side and give me a game score prediction, amigo.
Well, look, points are going to happen. As you well know, in this particular Thursday night game, I am, whatever you have planned for the Fade 5, Brad, just assume I'm going over. I mean, I don't even care what it is. It could be alcohol consumption. Yeah. It could be yards. Bad. It could be touchdowns. It could be anything. I'm definitely, even though that total is swelling, I'm still up above that. I think this is a high-scoring affair. I'm looking for something in the neighborhood of like 30 to 27, 31 to 28, somewhere in that range. I think they still eclipse that total, even though it has been climbing. So that point spread makes me a little bit nervous because I do think this will be right around a 3 or 4 point game. So I might stay away from the spread, but I do think that the total, even though it's been climbing, is something that these two teams are going to break.
Oh, I'm going to fade the Lundy here. I'm actually taking the under. I am going to clothesline Joe Public. It was, you know, barely went over in the first matchup. It was 31-26 back in week 9. So simple math there, that's a 57 total. I think this one is going to tuck just barely under. I got a 27-24, and from some sick, demented reason, my waterhead believes the Chargers are going to win this thing. So I'm taking the Chargers and the points. I'll have a little action sprinkled on the money line. And again, the under for me. And if you want to get in on any of the Thursday night football action, you do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, it was just yesterday, it feels like, that the Los Angeles Lakers lifted basketball's most coveted prize. Since then, we've introduced a new class of pro basketball players through the NBA draft and seen a few marquee names switch teams, not named James Harden. But luckily for us sports fans, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is here to tip off the 2021 basketball season with a no-brainer for all customers, new and existing. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the return of hoops, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a plus 75-point spread on the team of your choice on opening night. That's right. All you got to do is bet on any opening night team, and if your team doesn't lose by more than 75 points, you will double your money. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get a plus 75-point spread on opening night for a shot to double your money. It's a no-brainer. That's code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money on opening night for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get to the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start things off. Props, and more player props. We love them. Your boy is up 29 units right now on NFL picks, and I think I'm like 23 units up in props. So I've been riding hot, been riding dirty, Lundy, and we're going to keep the good times rolling. Let's start off the man who chopped his salad, one Justin Herbert. I think he also shaved about 10 years off his appearance by doing that. 277.5 pass yards for the rookie quarterback out of Oregon. I'm taking the over on this one. Crushed the over in the first matchup, 326-2 back in week 9. I mean, look at Vegas. This secondary is hurting big time, missing a couple of starting DBs on the season, even with those DBs on the field. 7.2 in terms of YPA allowed, 262.2 pass yards per game, 1.6 passing touchdowns per contest. Herbert's got over this proposed threshold 8 times this season, though he is just quarterback 24 right now and adjusted completion percentage, but QB12 in deep ball passer rating. We'll see if he'll have Keenan Allen on the field, who is a game-time decision, but whether or not he does, I don't think it's going to matter. I think he's going to find a way to flirt with 300 pass yards and, again, sneak past this over on 277.5, knowing the shortcomings of this silver and black secondary. So fade or follow Herbert over that 277.5 pass yards number.
Yeah, the Vegas secondary is over playing penny slots, Brad. this is a no-brainer for me because I think Herbert hits 3 bills. So I think he's going to get 200-300 yards. Maybe not quite as high as he did in the previous contest, but I do think he's going to hit 300, and therefore the 277 number is a really good one for me to be able to take the over on. I've already told you I think there's going to be more scoring than you do in this game, and if that's going to happen, Herbert's going to have to air it out. You're going to have to, if you're a fantasy player and you're trying to use him, maybe 2 quarterback league, whatever, you're going to have to deal with probably a pick in there somewhere, even as depleted as that secondary is. But I think he's good for 302 touchdowns, and so I think the yardage total is an easy one to take the over.
Take the duck on the over.
Number 4.
All right, Nelson Agholor is the next man up here, and it's 53.5 receiving yards. You know, Nelson Agholor, a guy that was trashed. Remember by that random guy in Philadelphia who caught a kid out of a burning building, and they're interviewing the hero on the nightly news, and he goes, well, at least I didn't have the hands of Agholor. That's a classic. And, you know, really, Nelson Agholor has been a bankable wide receiver here, Lundy, these last several weeks, maybe much to the chagrin of that guy in Philadelphia. Of course, he's now with the Vegas Raiders. It's just 53.5 yards. Now, truth be told, I jumped on this immediately at 47.5 yards when I saw the line open. And then DraftKings, said, no, well, I think we kind of screwed up on this line. It got pulled down and then got reposted at 53.5. What we do know is this. No Henry Ruggs on the field tonight for Las Vegas, a player that's averaging 3.5 targets per game. Those targets will spread out elsewhere, more than likely to Agholor and Darren Waller. Agholor has gone over this proposed number in 3 of his last 4 games. He's got 35 total targets over that 4-game span, Lundy. And he's going to lock horns with Casey Hayward, who has not been a shutdown corner like we've seen in previous seasons. This year, for the Chargers, he's given up a 103.5 passer rating, 1.27 yards per snap, and 15 wideouts in total have gone over this proposed number against this unit this year. So pulled all together, I think Agholor had a touchdown in the first matchup, cracked the 50-yard mark. I think he exceeds 60, and I think he finds the end zone as well. So fade or follow my over, Nelson Agholor, 53.5 receiving yards at a minus 118 juice.
I will follow on this one as well. I do think he cracks the 60 mark. I think that's a good call on that one. And you talk about whether or not he can find the end zone. Brad, if you want the bonus pick, bonus time, he is a plus 160 for an anytime touchdown. So anytime we see those numbers up with that nice little plus sign in front of them, that's one that I'm going to be sprinkling some dollars on for tonight as well, because I do think he's got a good shot to find the end zone. And, the guy we're going to talk about next is the guy I think is really going to find the end zone. But I do think at a plus 160, it could be worth sprinkling in to go along with his receiving yards prop. And you did sneak in and grab that thing when it was down in the 40s, you dirty rat. But as you said, right now it's at 53. That's still a good number. I think he can eclipse it. Let's take the over.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Pull the lever on the slot machine and score the jackpot with Nelson Agholor.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for a MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day. Of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Not familiar with that DFS site? Well, go there now and use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a very simple game to play. It is more or less over or under on all your favorite player props. Receiving yards, receptions, rushing yards, passing yards, fantasy points. I got it all at monkeyknifefight.com. Parlay them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you score on the over the under, the more dollar bills, y'all, you stuff into your empty pockets this holiday season. Again, use that promo code FTN right now at monkeyknifefight.com. And at NKF, again, remember, they use a full point per reception scoring format. The line for Darren Waller, the extraordinary tight end of the Vegas Raiders, 15.5 fantasy points, and it's too low. I'm taking the over here. Now, only one player has gone over this number in a PPR format at the tight end position against the Chargers this season. That's Travis Kelce. I think Waller, even though he didn't get there the first time, he had 10 targets in that game, very attractive, but just 5 catches for 22 yards and a touchdown. I think he's going to get past this number for the 6th time this season. Again, no Ruggs, increase in target share likely, and he's already number 1 in target share at the tight end position on the season, seeing 27.9%. He's also number 1 in total red zone targets among tight ends. So what this boils down to, Lundy, is will he or won't he score a touchdown? And the odds are in the minus range that he will splash 6. And you look at the Chargers, they have given up 9 TDs at tight end position this year. So I'm thinking something like 6 catches, 65 yards and a touchdown. And if he achieves that, yeah, he'll cruise past his 15.5 fantasy point threshold. So fade or follow on Darren Waller over 15.5 fantasy points.
Brad, Darren Waller has been my MVP for me to backdoor my way into my fantasy playoffs in the league you and I are in together. So I am going to follow on this one. I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to be crossing fingers and toes and hopefully toasting some beverages tonight as Waller finds the end zone. I do think he finds the end zone. You mentioned the fact he's a minus. We were talking about Nelson Agholor at a plus 160. Waller at DraftKings Sportsbook is a minus 115 to be able to score. So obviously the odds makers think that he's going to splash 6. But 117 targets on the season. That's how many times Derek Carr has been looking his way. So to me, this is a game. It's a divisional one. It's a prime time. It's a Thursday night. And without Ruggs, I think this is an opportunity for him to take what is normally pushing that double digit in target share and sitting right there as well. I think he could see 10, 12 targets. It's a matter of how many he brings down. And as you said, 15.5 points means he's got to splash 6. But for the love of my fantasy league, splash 6, my friend Darren. Let's take the over.
Make some dinero with Darren at MKF.
Number 2.
All right, heading back to DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's work in a player prop on Austin Eckler, the pride of Western State in Gunnison, Colorado. 5.5 receptions is a total. And, here's the theme of today's program. Over! Yes, and bonus time! Taking the over as well, the 39.5 receiving yards. Look, I know Eckler is banged up a little bit. He's been dealing with a quad injury, practice on a limited basis this week, but he is good to go for tonight, and it's got to get the lion's share of the touches, which we have seen since he came off the IR from that gnarly hamstring injury he suffered earlier this year. Last 3 games, 114.3 total yards per game. 34 total targets, 24 catches on the season. He's been over this number in 5 of his last 7. I think he's going to crush this, man. I think this is like a 7-10 catch game for him. You look at Vegas, they're most susceptible in the short field to pass-catching running backs. They're giving up, on average, 5.6 receptions per game to the running back position. So that's over the proposed number. Also giving up 42.8 receiving yards per game to rushers this year. Eckler, one of the best after the catch in the NFL, also posting an appreciable 3.41 yak per attempt and has forced a missed tackle 21.3% of the time. Man, I love this little pint-sized punisher tremendously, and I'm going to love him a lot tonight because I think he's going to be cash money. So fade or follow my over, and emphatically so, 5.5 receptions for Austin Eckler.
Well, I don't know about the emphatic part, but I'll definitely follow the over because of, as you said, it's been the theme and it's my opinion about what's going to happen in this game tonight. He is a guy that it's been unfortunate that they haven't had him for the entirety of the season. I think it would actually change some things for Justin Herbert if he were out there, but he's out there now. He's ready to go. And again, I talk about the primetime lights. I think this is the opportunity for Herbert to try to shine, but he's going to need Eckler in a big way if that's going to happen. I love your call on the bonus pick for the yards for sure. 39.5, easy to do. So let's follow on the over for Eckler.
Bank on the Bolt.
Number one.
All right, let's work in a little side dish to the main course. We got some college basketball. It's actually a really good light slate of games. I got Seton Hall Marquette, and the other big game tonight, Kansas and Texas Tech. Will it be guns up for the Red Raiders in this one? And I say yes there in Lubbock. I'm laying the -2 for Chris Beard's club. Now, Beard has not had a whole lot of luck against the rival Big 12 opponent in Kansas in his career at the controls of Texas Tech. 2-6 is his record, but here are a quick four reasons why I like the Red Raiders. Number one, staunch defense. Number one in the country in defensive efficiency, giving up just 0.85 points per possession. Number two, perimeter performance. Kansas shooting 37.8% from downtown, but Texas Tech limiting opponents to just 25.4% along the arc. Point three, glass command. Kansas gets a second chance opportunity on 35.7% of their possessions, while Texas Tech even better in that category at 38.2%. Whoever wins that battle on the boards and those second chances could ultimately decide this game. And point number four, the free throw game. Texas Tech draws a boatload of contact, a boatload of fouls every single game because of their assertive lane driving ways, and they convert a decent clip of the line. Over a quarter of their points come on the freebies. So I think Kyler Edwards, who's shooting 38.2%, Mac McClung, the Georgetown transfer, got lighted up from outside, and they will best the Jayhawks and score the cover in the end. Now, I know your wife is a huge Kansas fan, Lundy. Are you going to dare defy her during this holiday season and side with me on Texas Tech -2?
No. No, I can't do it, man. I can't do it. And the main reason why is because I've already seen that there are some wrapped presents under the tree, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye there's a couple of them with my name on them, but the tree is relatively close to the fireplace, Brad. And I'm just saying that if she happens to catch this episode of the Fade the Noise podcast, those presents may wind up in the fireplace. So I'm going to have to fade you on this one just for the sake of my own personal safety and not try to put myself in harm's way. Can I give you a bonus pick, by the way?
Sure, give me
Can
a bonus
I give you
one.
Because sometimes when it gets to the late night, Brad, you know how we're kind of chasing?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like you and I have there's always the Hawaii game idea.
Yeah.
So those of you that might be looking for something, I'm going to divert over to another college basketball game. I think Wyoming is going to kick the crap out of Omaha tonight.
Yeah, I can see
that
happening.
Wyoming's only laying 7.5, and I think this is a double-digit win for Wyoming. So do you see how I politely distracted you from the Jayhawk game so that I don't get in trouble with the wife and went north to Wyoming?
Go Cowboys! That's a great call. And stay married, too, Lundy. It's very important, especially around the holidays.
I'm just being safe, man. I will say this. I think the Kansas Tech game is going to be a great game. I do think that. You're right. There's a really good slate. Even though it's kind of a light slate, there's some really good games on the slate today. And that's going to be one of them. We're certainly going to be flipping back and forth between the Thursday night football and that Kansas and Texas Tech game. Looking forward to that one. And then, as I said, a good bonus pick just because I think Wyoming's going to throttle Omaha. So there's an opportunity for you to take advantage of what I think is too low of a spread.
Yeah, Wyoming, that Omaha opponent is meek, to say the least. 91-49 loss recently this week to Colorado. Before that, to the aforementioned Kansas, your life's favorite team, 95-50. So, yeah, that's a fantastic call on the boys. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noisy Wavos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.